And we're back with Brews and Reviews. I'm Jake. We got Cole and Dylon. Dylan Eisenbarth back.
Hey.
Hello
there.
There you go. I was hoping you'd be there. Only took two episodes to figure that out. We're talking about The Mandalorian, episodes 5 and 6. I'm going to start us off here today. Episode 5, I texted both Dylan and Cole about, oh my gosh, this is my favorite episode of the season. Then came episode 6, and I was very disappointed in that episode. I felt like it took away all the momentum, and I started to do a little critical thinking. I usually don't do this, but I started to be like, why am I rated this, I think it was like a 6.8. I rated it the lowest. Cole, you said this has been, like, you're really excited about this season. And I kind of thought about, I went back to our podcast on Rise of Skywalker, and we're all avid Star Wars fan here. Some have dove a little deeper than most. Dylan, Joel couldn't make it. Joel just had a kid.
Yeah, Joel had a baby.
Joel had a baby, which apparently is more important than podcasting for the Cayman Islands. Whatever. But I did some thoughts, and I was texting Dylan about this because I was like, I just felt so, like, empty after the last episode, and I'm like, why am I not, like, I feel like I'm, season 1 and 2 of Mandalorian, I was looking forward to every single week, and it feels like this season hasn't been grabbing me, and I kind of was like, why am I feeling like this? And I went back to Rise of Skywalker, and I'm like, I remember I gave that a 7 out of 10, and I watched it again, and it's probably a 3, and I think my love for Star Wars, and just loving that, like, there's so much Star Wars content, I just want to like it. But after Book of Boba Fett, after the 4 episodes I saw of Andor, because it was so boring I couldn't even finish it, and now this season, I feel like Disney is really out of sorts with it. I don't think they know what they're doing. I feel like this season, episode 3 and 6, there's only been 6 episodes, but 2 episodes feel so out of place, so disjointed. I was telling Dylan, I was talking to him for about an hour, it got me in trouble with my wife because she thought after the shower I was going to come up to bed. I did not. I talked to Dylan for an hour, and she's like, where are you? I'm like, well, I'm not cheating on you, but I am talking Star Wars. I apologize, and I love you.
It's the same.
But I realize that, like, the fact that I love Star Wars, I just, like, Rise of Skywalker, I want to love this content, but I just can't, and I feel like there's only 2 episodes left. And episode 5, you guys both heard what I said. I was really excited. I was like, okay, like, the Bo-Katan, spoiler alert, we're just going to get into spoilers here. Bo-Katan taking off the mask, like, and getting permission, saying, hey, she's going to reunite all of Mandalore. I was like, yes, we got momentum. We have a point and purpose. And then the next episode, hey, we're going to do a buddy cop scenario. And just completely killed the momentum. And then the end of the episode was what I felt like it should have started with after the end of episode 5. So I'm very disappointed. I'm not saying they can't stick the landing, but after the last episode, I'm like, I don't trust what Disney's doing. I feel let down. Thoughts?
To me, I get what you're saying. Like, this was not my favorite episode by any stretch of the imagination. But this brings me back to how I felt most of the time when we were on season 1 and 2, where we were taking random excursions without actually getting to the point of any of the story. So I'm like, this
what did I say,
just...
Joe? I told you he was going to bring this up.
Exactly. It's just like a throwback. It's like...
I mean, this is what Jake has been asking for. That was literally a bounty hunter mission.
Exactly. And so it's like, this is like when they go get the Jawa, like they get the Jawa's the egg, like that episode. It had nothing to do with anything, but let's just have fun with it. Where I'm like, I didn't love it.
I have a written response because I knew that you were going to bring this up, and I have a response. In season 1... was escorting it, I felt like the side missions were, they made more sense. After episode 5, how they ended it, they're saying, Bo-Katan's going to reunite Mandalore. And it was like, she got to take off her helmet and saying, we should accept all ways. I was like, yes, we finally, like, now we have the next 3 episodes to dive into retaking Mandalore. We have a point. This one, the other ones felt like it made sense, like he needed money. He needed to do this. He owed someone a favor. It made sense. This one, this buddy cop scenario, we have droids that are going wacky, and we can't shut them off because people don't want to work. Like, it felt so out of place with how the other episode ended. This is the first one I felt like, okay, this makes no sense why you're doing this right now.
But they do that in TV shows all the time, where they build a really cool part.
Not when they only have 8 episodes.
And you're like, oh, if I just get more of this, but like that's how they kind of like, again, I don't know, I'm saying I agree with it, but a lot of shows do that where they leave you at the high point at the end of one episode and then you don't get to where you think you're going for at least another episode or two.
I agree with that if there wasn't only 8 episodes. Those shows had 23 episodes. Like, though, I know what shows you're talking about. They couldn't continue the story because they had a lot more filler they had to do. There's no excuse to have this episode right now in episode 6 when there's only 2 more episodes left. If that's true, because you had 100%, this episode was 100% that bitch. No offense to Lizzo, who was in the episode.
I mean, offense to Lizzo.
Yeah, she was bad. She was horrible. No, like,
dude, that she is like my main complaint, and I really don't have many outside of that.
No, but I guess this is the episode I like. I feel you had 2 years to bring this season to us. If, like, me and Dylan were talking about, did you know that Grogu's story was supposed to end in season 2? He feels like a side character. They haven't done much with him. He's just basically like, hey, he's going to do a paintball war with this guy. Or he's going to do some side, like, he's going to do, like, you have one flashback, and we're going to see Jar Jar Binks as a Jedi. Sweet. But nothing seems to be tying together. They have different directors for each episode. It feels like the sequel trilogy where they don't have a common goal and an A and a B. And I'm concerned about it.
I mean, to me,
I still think there's an in-story reason for that, though.
Yeah, of course you do, because you still have hope, and my dreams have been shattered already. I hope, I'm going to finish this season, but if it doesn't stick the landing, dude, after Book of Boba Fett, after Andor, it's like, okay, Disney, you need to pump the brakes and figure your stuff out right now. Like, stop doing this. You're going to ruin Star Wars. I'm not going to be excited about it. And I told you, one more point, I'll let you guys go off, I'm sorry. But this is what I'm worried about the MCU. MCU keeps pumping out content, mediocre and everything else, both owned by Disney. MCU used to kill it. Like, you'd have a couple hiccups, maybe a movie that wasn't that great. But overall, the MCU had a point, and it, like, from A to B, Iron Man to Endgame. They had a goal, and they had stories they want to tell. Now it feels like they're just putting stuff out there because, like, it's going to make us money. And I feel like that's – the Mandalorian's like, oh, we got to keep Grogu because, you know, that's what – that's our – that's going to make us more money. And I feel like they're losing their way, and I don't want them to, because I really want the Mandalorian. I loved season 1 and 2, and I want them to have a story to tell, but you waited 2 years and this is the season you've given us? I mean, come on. I can't be the only one who feels this way. Cayman Islands, what do you think? Let me know. Facebook.
I still think there's an in-story reason for it, and it's just like I said last time, and now it's been confirmed with Celebration coming, Thrawn is coming back. This is the type of confusion, while it's still seeming sort of normal, that Thrawn brings before the destruction happens. Like, his calculation, the way his mind works in tearing apart his enemy, this is what he would be doing. It would be just small little subtle things we're not even seeing right now, but will tie in either at the end of this season or into Ahsoka. And I think that's what's happening. I don't think that this stuff is going to feel so out of place once we have a full picture of everything.
I can't wait to say I told you so in about 2 weeks. But Cole, what are your thoughts? We haven't.
I get what you're saying, because, I mean, we've always differed on the narrative structure of this story. You love the first couple seasons. I like this season more. This one, again, to me, brought me back to the one-off. But the problem I had with this episode is, like,
wait, did we agree? I hate to time you out here, but episode 5, do we agree that was a very entertaining
episode? Oh, episode 5 was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to start. We're talking about 5 and 6.
Yeah, so the problem I had with episode 6 specifically.
I'm still really confused about the decision of taking the helmet off, but other than that, great.
Okay.
Cool. But, like, this episode, what made this episode so bad is, why are you having, like, celebrities just, like, fulfill their, like, bucket list? Like, oh, I always wanted to be in a Star Wars show. Like, in episode 7 of Star Wars, Daniel Craig was one of the stormtroopers. Like, he always wanted to be in one. It's like, good, we're not drawing attention to you. You can play your part. Keep your mask on. Don't do anything. Great. Love it. He wanted to be in Star Wars. Now I'm like, why does Lizzo get to be in Star Wars? And what per, like, Jack Black, what's his face? Back to the Future?
Christopher
Lloyd, I didn't have a problem with that.
No, but I'm saying, like, what is your point? Like,
honestly, I think it was just too much. Like, I don't think it would have been a problem if it was 1, but 3 was a little too much.
But if you just turn into a show where all you're doing is like, oh, all the celebrities want to be on this show, it's like, you lose so much. And especially, again, when you go back to the prequels, yes, they have their problems, but the world building of the prequels, when you go to a planet now, I'm like, let me guess, I'm going to see some washed up celebrity, and there's going to be people that are primarily the thing, and they're going to bring back just the aliens that they already use. Like the droid ones just look like the guy that was like, I have spoken from the first one. Like that, they keep reusing the same thing. There's no like bigger sense of like, oh, this is an actual like planet of like totally different customs or whatever. It's like, yeah, we were Imperial. Now we got this planet. It's great. I'm like, nah, I don't like the celebrity aspect of it. I don't like the, like, we're not building worlds anymore. We're just, yeah.
So I have a point to that, because Bill and I were talking about this earlier today, where I said Bill Burr is one of my favorite comedians. But Bill Burr's character made sense, and it felt like he wasn't just doing his over, like, it felt like he was trying. I didn't feel like he took me out. Jack Black and Lizzo took me out of the Star Wars universe watching them, and I love Jack Black.
Like, I would agree with Lizzo, but not Jack Black or Christopher Lloyd.
In the show, okay? Guilty by association, one body, one spirit, okay?
I fully give it to Lizzo. Her acting was so bad that it felt worse than a high school play.
It was
like it felt like she was a backup in a high school play. Like, she didn't even get a leading role.
but I thought about this too. Star Wars usually has like no name characters. And it makes sense. Like, I like that they do that. Like, Han Solo, Harrison Ford wasn't big before Star Wars. Mark Hamill.
Michael Jackson couldn't be Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, you know why? Because, George Lucas thought that name recognition was going to ruin the experience. And he was right. You can say whatever you want about the prequels, but he had a point A to a point B. Like, a beginning, middle, and end. Do I agree with all the decisions he made? No, but it's one total thing. And this is what happened in the sequel trilogy. Last Jedi was made by Rian Johnson. Episodes 7 and 9 were done by J.J. Abrams. And it feels disjointed. This one was done by Bryce Dallas Howard. It feels different. Like, these episodes do not feel cohesive. And it's beginning to wear on me to the point where, okay, I don't really care to rewatch this season right now. I hope you're right, Dylan. I hope it all comes together. But I don't feel like I'm going to. I don't trust Disney right now with it at all. They just want
to
make
with the mastermind that Thrawn is. I really think it is going to come to a head where everything ends up making sense. And I really do think this episode is going to have more weight into the future with them trying to take Mandalore back and making it into a full-fledged planet. That little blurb of them saying that they would vouch for him and Grogu getting knighted. I believe that is going, which was lame. I agree, him getting knighted was lame. But I think it's going to mean a lot more into the future story than that episode made it look like.
Knight him for because he used his little force powers to win that weird.
Yeah, to send him little beetles through the like Norwegian golf thing. Yeah.
Grogu wasn't even a part of the episode. Like. He basically rescued Mando. What else has he done? He beat that kid in a paintball contest. Why is he in the show? I want to learn more about him. I want him to continue his training and becoming Mandalorian. But it's a waste. You kept him in there because
he does age really slowly. I mean, what else can you do right now?
I don't know. They did more with him in the last two seasons than they are now.
No, he sat there and played with a ball. He really didn't. I mean, he threw a mud horn. That was the one thing he did, which he has also already done this season by when he was on Mandalore.
Okay. Still a waste of a character. You can tell that Disney's like, we got to keep, like, how are we going to get this Baby Yoda merchandise out? Well, we can't let him.
No, it absolutely is.
For financial reason, and he feels
that is absolutely 100% the reason they can take their helmets off now, because then they don't have to cover up their moneymaker. That's all that was. That's why I'm really confused about that episode. Like, why? I understand trying to bring everyone together, but she was starting to fall into the way, and everything was going much better for her than it had in decades.
And
starts falling back into the way and showing she could have been the one to show the other Mandalorians that this is how we're supposed to do it. And no, it's just bring everyone together. Who gives a shit how it works? just come on in.
But I like that because they've been warring and she's willing to make a compromise with one. Said, hey, you know what? Maybe our way isn't the only way. I loved that scene at the end. I thought that was really cool. personally. Now, you obviously didn't, but I did. Yeah. Cole, what do you think of that?
Straying from the way is what got them to where they're at, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, because this Mandalorian clan has been doing great. They're letting kids get
they were the only ones that survived because they were exiled for following the way. I mean, it helped out.
Axe Wolf seems to be doing great. He has freaking Moff Gideon ship flying around. He seems to be doing all right, and he doesn't.
And then he just got his butt kicked again by Bo-Katan and lost it after like a year of leadership.
And then got the lightsaber, which I thought they should have done after Episode 2. Be like,
hey, yeah, you guys called that. That was pretty good.
By the way, he's just like, not that this has anything to do with anything, but she totally won it. I just still have it on my hilt. There are better ways to do that. Like you are.
I wish they would have just fought right there. They should have just fought right there. And honestly, like, even if Din just, like, kind of gave it up, whatever, like, it still would have been cool.
What do you think? Me and Dylan, we can talk for hours, and we will not let you get a pizza. And I want.
Sorry, yeah, you.
Going back to the end of Episode 5, I don't know, like, Dylan's whole history of the Mandalorians. I thought, like, the way that she explained it made sense. Like, you're the person that gets to walk both worlds. So, like, I didn't necessarily see it as we're gonna just, like, let everybody do everything as much as, like, we're letting you take your mask off to bring people in, but I still assume that they have to assimilate.
If that's what they mean, yeah, then I'm all for, like, just to make that bridge, and then they get over there, and then because they start following the way.
If she wouldn't take her mask off,
cool with it, yeah.
If she wouldn't take her mask off, people probably aren't gonna listen to her, like, oh, yeah, you're just one of them.
If that's their plan, yeah, that's fair. I can see that.
But that's why no one else took off the mask. It's like, we have to be willing to make it. It's like the dangers of, like, getting too involved with your own religion where you can't see the outside of it. Like, hey, we're willing to make a compromise here because we need to take Mandalore back and we need everyone.
But it's not even I was going to say, it's not even really as much like a compromise. Again, yeah, they're not compromising. They're like, here, we're sending you out to do your thing, bring them back, and then let's convert these guys.
And I suppose since now they can actually go to the living waters, it doesn't really matter.
By the way, is that just a one-off? Like, if Din Djarin would take his mask off again, could you just go back to the bath and almost die?
Yes. So, I have a question for you guys. I've been having this hypothetical with a couple of my other friends, too. So, yes, because all you have to do is bathe in the Mines of Mandalore, or in the living waters below the Mines of Mandalore. So, if you lived on the planet Mandalore, could you not just set up plumbing from the mines?
Have a bidet?
And create a shower? And then every day you can just walk around, do your thing, take a shower at night, and bam, you're back in the way.
I always thought, I assumed they meant it was a one-off. Like, you get one redemption. You get one get-out-of-jail-free card.
I don't know, dude. I've never heard that. Like, no, I'm not 100% sure.
That's a terrible reason. That's like saying, like, I can do whatever I want, but, you know, if I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, then I get away with anything. Like, it should be a one-off. You get, like, one mess up, and you get one chance of redemption, and if you don't...
I mean, it's never been specified. It just says, go take a bath, and you're good.
I talked to Dave Filoni.
I don't know. I kind of like the shower idea. Then they can just run around and live their life on Mandalore. I mean, but anywhere else, they have to keep it on.
Okay,
Din Djarin and in the shower. You little pervert.
Speaking of perverts, I have a question for Dylan, since I don't know the ways of the Mandalorians. How do they reproduce? Do they do it helmet to helmet?
We were having this discussion too, yes. I don't know. I think they leave the helmet on, and they strip everything else, and just grunt, this is the way.
Can you imagine, like, some weird, like, some couples are like, oh, dress up, like, role play, put on a mask for them? It's like, no, honey, I want you to take it off. No, I can't, baby. I'm going to get kicked out. I won't tell.
See, now, if you just had a shower on Mandalore, you could just shower afterwards, you'd be good to go.
I'm going to go in a galaxy far, far away, okay? They don't have plumbing. They don't have showers. They probably smell like butt.
Yeah, in that armor all day? They probably do.
Yeah.
There's no way they smell good.
And the leather underneath it? Oof.
Hey, but in other news, Gina's coming back, apparently.
Oh, really? What?
Are you feeling this full of crap?
I saw something on Facebook, which never lies, saying that she has been approved to come back because she must have bathed in the living water. And now Disney is
allowing her back. Oh, God.
I loved her character. I thought it was awesome.
I did too.
I was pissed that she left. It'd be exciting to have her back.
I was kind of wondering if this wouldn't happen when they didn't kill her. Like, when they still... Oh, she's just off in the core. It's fine.
Yeah. They I think they were like, Disney's like, we gotta get these Twitter guys and Twitter gals that are all pissed off. Like, we're just gonna let it settle. Something else crazy is gonna happen. They're gonna forget about it, and they're just gonna sneak her back in because everyone's so afraid of the Twitter world and what people think.
I forgot one other gripe I have.
Only one? That's it?
Why do the pirates look like Pirates of the Caribbean?
I told you why, because they make great pirates.
The Star Wars pirates, they're not the same.
Because they just took him right off the ride and threw him in the show. That's all it was.
Pirates of the Caribbean universe has been working really well. We'll just throw some Pirates of the Caribbean in there. No one will notice.
Watch, Johnny Depp's going to be a pirate cameo next.
Well, I'm out if Johnny Depp shows up. I am just so honestly done.
I would rather see him in Lizzo.
Not if he had a speaking part, but if he was just like a pirate in the background, I think it would be really funny.
Even in the sequel trilogy, Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper, but they never showed his face. Like, they had his voice, but because he's like, I want to be part of Star Wars. I've always loved it. And they're like, okay, we're putting a mask on you, though, and no one's going to know it's you until you look a little deeper. Like, they should put a mask on Lizzo and Jack Black and had, like,
big. Yeah, they could have been Mandalorians in the background.
There you go. Jack
Bauer. No, she couldn't.
One Mandalorian just whipped out electric car. Like,
Mando the Hutt, I'm good. No.
Just have me. I mean, again, after episode 5, I was so let down by episode 6. The next episode comes out tomorrow, and I'm happy to be wrong, but I have lost my faith in Disney. Disney is not following the way. Disney just wants money, which most places do. And they're like, we're just going to keep doing this, and as long as people watching it. But season 3, the ratings, if you look at it, it's the lowest rated Star Wars show that has come out on Disney Plus so far. And people keep dropping off.
Wait, it's worse than Boba Fett?
Yeah, because you know what? After Mandalorian...
No, it's not. It's the worst Mando. It's not the worst one they've had.
Well, what's worse? Because I saw the...
Boba Fett? Dude. Boba Fett and, I can't think of it.
Andor?
No, Andor might have been, but Andor got good by the end.
Yeah, it only took, you know, I saw 4 episodes, bored to tears. You're like, it's worth it. What's my rule, Cole? I gave a show 3 episodes. If you can't hook me in 3 episodes, I'm out. I gave it 4, and it still couldn't hook me.
I give a show like 20 minutes.
Yeah, Cole's way worse than me. I'm way more forgiving.
That's rough.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, episode 5 was like a return to form for me, and I'm like, oh yeah, like I loved that episode. It was the best episode. It got me excited. And then I saw the next episode. I'm like, why? Why do you do this to me?
Dude,
cool. We got.
Did you not feel fun. Like episode 6 when they're running through the people? Like it, like totally felt like an 80s movie. Like they're chasing down the Terminator or something.
It was a buddy's cop 80s drama. And Chris Lord's like,
honestly, I know Jake is gonna give me shit for this, but it felt like Attack of the Clones, and it felt fun, and that is one of my favorites. Yes, it is.
Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the Sith is good, almost great.
Nope.
Phantom Menace is fine. It's passable still. Attack of the Clones is a snore fest, and it has the creepiest Darth Vader ever. Like, I killed the women and children, and this Padme is like, oh, I love you.
That's the whole point.
No, it's stupid. The whole dialogue is dumb. Any scene with Anakin and Padme, like, any of their dialogue is horrible. That movie sucks. Get over it.
It doesn't.
Yeah, teenagers aren't usually the greatest at love, man.
I hate sand.
I understand it's a very unpopular opinion, but that is my favorite of the prequels. If you don't count the 4-hour extended cut of Revenge of the Sith.
You know, I respect that opinion.
No, you don't. Stop.
I do. Well, no, because in the prequels, the Phantom Menace was good. And, like, for what it was.
Yeah, it was fine.
Attack of the Clones was, you know, I talked about world building like 6 times already on just this podcast. But that was the ultimate.
Honestly, I think that's the best.
That's the ultimate one as far as if you're just talking about, like, what's in the Star Wars universe and that's what you care about, I feel like that's the best episode of them all.
It is. I've always told Jake this. The amount of animals we get to see in that thing and the alien species we get to see in that movie is through the roof, and that is one of my favorite things ever. That is why I also love Fantastic Beasts so much compared to even the regular Harry Potter movies, because you get to see so much of the – mostly just animals, really, but like I said, the alien species as well.
Dylan, I love you, but you're a simp for Star Wars, and here's why. You're like – I gotta see World. Yes, there were World. Kamino was cool. There's some cool stuff. I'm not saying like
Geonosis was awesome.
Geonosis was awesome, yeah.
No, it's great.
And then all the animals in the ring at Geonosis, dude. Yes.
Throwing out story and logic, like just because I gotta see more stuff.
No, if I was doing that, I would say I love The Last Jedi because that one had a lot of brand new stuff and new animals, and that movie still sucks.
If you're a baby, I could lay you in a pile of crap and just shake keys in front of you and be like, oh, the keys are cool. like this is I've watched that movie at least 15 times. I loved it as a kid. It is the worst Star Wars movie, in my opinion. Does not mean there's not good stuff in it. I'm just saying
it's not the worst Star Wars movie.
It's the worst held up Star Wars movie for me.
Well, it is not
are you including
than
the new
sequence.
Trilogy?
Before Rise of Skywalker came out. I'm talking like the original six.
Yeah. We don't talk about you better sequels. Throw that caveat in.
Well, Last Jedi is better than it, I'll tell you that right now. So,
No, it's not.
Dude, I have a big soft spot for the prequels. Don't get me started.
We're going to have to do a prequel podcast with all of us, because obviously we have things to say. And this is about Mandalorian, and we have gone way off the reservation on this one.
Yes.
So let's get back in focus. Mandalorian, Lizzo, stop acting and keep making bad songs. Thank you. That's all I have. Because it's cool for Lizzo. She got to fill out a dream. I'm sure she, like, super jacked. And I don't want to hate on her because it's not really her fault. Like, if someone told me, who's not an actor, to say, hey, do you want to be in a Star Wars movie? I'll be like,
Yeah, I would say yes.
I would say yes immediately. I don't care if my character sucks. It would have felt really cool to be in it. So I don't want to crap on her the whole time, but God, did she feel so out of place and just not great.
Dude, the way she said the name of that moon, too, it felt like she wasn't even a part of the universe.
It felt like she was literally Lizzo that somehow got teleported into the Star Wars universe. It was like, I'm here now.
I don't understand anything.
Mm-hmm. No, if she would have said, like...
Apparently, she is a huge Star Wars fan, so, I mean, she does apparently understand. It didn't feel right.
And again, I didn't feel right. And again, I think maybe it splashed on Jack Black, but I don't think Jack Black was right for this universe either. I think his character was fine, but it felt so unnecessary and wasted. And you said, Dylan, you keep telling me, oh, we're going to come back to that. Well, right now, this is all I can go off of, and it felt wrong.
That's fair, but I do think it is going to come to a head in the future.
Yeah, I think this whole thing...
You got 2 episodes left.
If they would have just actually had some different aliens, you could even do a throwback from, like, one of the early Star Wars movies, like some type of alien there, and, like, that. Those are the people they're talking to. It does take me out of it when I'm, like, consistently seeing, like, wherever they go, there's humans that are in charge. Like, every planet, it seems like to me, there's a human in charge that they go to and talk to. I'm like,
Okay. I was going to say there were a lot more aliens on this planet, but in charge, yeah.
Yeah, like, the big character. So they're in the background, but, like, anybody that they talk to is pretty much human, or at least very close to. Like,
Did you forget about the forbidden romance that acts won't stop?
Yeah.
Like the
okay, if you I thought they were going to the episode from Clone Wars. I was really excited for that because they had a whole civil war we got to see in Clone Wars. So that was actually kind of cool from that perspective, but it was only like 30 seconds and I was really disappointed by that. It wasn't longer.
That kiss was a little weird where like a beard starts going after him.
Yeah, it's a little strange. They're definitely a weird creature, but
yeah. I love you. And she's like, oh, you got to go. But that was weird, too. I repressed that up until this moment. I'm like, oh, yeah, that happened. That's how we get Axe Wolves and Moff Gideon ship. This BS romance for no reason. That could have been way more cooler. Like, hey, we come to take you out. And have something that's not like Romeo and Juliet, some weird thing going on with these fish people.
That's exactly what that was, too.
Yeah, like, oh, I love you. Like, oh, no, I'm not going to go back. Dude, you lost your son who left willingly, and you're hiring Mandalorians? How rich are you?
Pretty rich.
Like, oh, he left, but we want him back, so we're going to send the entire fleet.
I mean, they're a royal family. They're pretty rich.
Like Princess Leia chase scene in Obi-Wan all over again. Stupid. Can you tell I'm angry?
A little bit.
Good things. I've been crapping on episode 6 a lot. I gave it a I'll rank it right now. I gave it a 4 out of 10. My buddy at work said, because he gave it a 1 out of 10. And actually, he stopped watching. He said, I will rely on your reviews for the last 2 episodes, and if you tell me to watch it, I'll watch it. And he's like, why'd you give it a 4 out of 10? I'm like, I think the episode's just misplaced. I think the world was interesting, the whole dynamic. I know we've heard it 1,000 times, but like the droids did all the work. They're like, why don't you just shut them down? Well, no one wants to work. And now you live on a planet that you rely so heavily on technology that you don't want to give it up, and you're willing to make the sacrifice of stuff going into complete chaos because you don't want to go back and punch a clock. I thought that was interesting. But again,
this also like the droid perspective.
Yeah, the droid bar was cool when they're talking to him. Like, hey, not all – and we know Din Djarin has a thing against droids. There was a lot of good stuff that could have been in this episode. It just felt so out of place after episode 5, and that was my issue with it.
And those were the battle droids that killed his parents?
Yeah, so he has a reason to hate him, but they didn't have time to dive in it, because then they went back to him like, okay, you did your mission, you did your side quest, now you can go fight really quick, because we should have done that at the get-go, but that's not a full episode, so we had to give you a bunch of BS. It was just a misplaced episode, is what I felt.
Yeah.
And killed the momentum.
Well, and I feel like, going back all the way to where we started, it felt disappointing because of the last episode. So, like, to me, this season has higher highs than the other seasons, but it has lower lows, or the same. I think episode 5 was one of the better episodes that we've had. I think episode 6
Yeah,
was...
no, out of all three seasons, yeah.
But what was the other episode?
That's probably the best Mandalorian episode.
That's what I'm
saying.
And episode 6
maybe him taking the Darksaber.
When you are at like, oh, this is a really good episode, and you go back to one of the lackluster ones that you didn't mind so much in the first season, it's like, oh, that's a big drop off. It's like, yeah, but I'll take the highs if I have to endure some of the lows that are there. Like, I'd rather have high highs.
But I felt like even the side quests in the original ones, like the bounty hunter ones, which made sense for his character to be doing because they always gave a reason.
Yeah, like training a bunch of farmers how to attack. That was super important.
I mean, that was a fun final battle, and it showed where...
No, it wasn't.
What's Gina's character's name?
Carano.
Cara Dune.
Oh. Well, I trusted Colin. That's what you get.
So Carano is her last name.
we just got introduced to Cara Dune, and I felt like it developed a character. Again, this was season 1.
I know, I miss her. She was awesome.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, with this, now you know that baby, or Grogu, is knighted. You get it got into the other Mandalorians that they set up in the episode before. Like, that's all...
Yeah, we had that in the episode. I think this is a setup episode. I don't think it's filler.
We'll see. And again, me and Cole have had this debate. If you listen, if you ever want to go back and listen, Dylan, I didn't feel like I thought a lot of it was like he called it filler. I said it was character development because we didn't really know where these people stand. But we know who Din Djarin.
I'm just saying
we know who Grogu is. We know these people. And we don't have time for these.
It's more political setup than.
It's kind of hypocritical to say, "Oh, this filler is set up because I like it." This filler that's just filler. It's like it's the same amount of setup. Like you're introducing new characters, you're introducing things. Like yeah, now they can recognize them as a planet Mandalore in the future. Like that stuff was set up in this episode. There's stuff that happened that's gonna pertain to the future. Was it well executed? No. Did I like the celebrities? No. Were there redeeming aspects? Like, I mean, I didn't love it, but I don't mind seeing a little 80s chase and shooting some people and
I like Christopher Lloyd. Again, I thought he was good. He could have stayed. The other two could be gone.
But this could have been earlier on in the season. Again, you only have 8 episodes. You have all this momentum. You could have put this earlier on, and I don't feel like I would have been taken out of it. I think that's what I feel. I feel like this season, like a lot of like episode 3 and 6 feel jumbled up. Like, you shouldn't have had episode 3 like do it the way they did. But this episode 6, it felt like if you did that earlier on in the season, I wouldn't have been so mad.
I don't see a place for it in the season, though.
Why not do it earlier on? Why not do it in episode 3? Why not do that?
For what reason? What would they have been going after in episode 3 to set it up to go to Plazir?
You could have done it before she got permission to go after the Mandalorians. And I don't know how you figured that out, how they get there, but they can make up BS reasons. They already showed us. So make up another one.
I'm saying, but this problem is not a problem in the structure of the story. It's in the execution of the episode. This episode could have been a lot better, and it would there wouldn't have been like if this was if they wouldn't have had the bad parts of this episode. This episode would have been an okay episode that again is setting you up for the future. They just had bad execution on some things, so yeah. I don't see it as like they don't know what they're telling with the story. It's like. They needed to tell part of the story, and they didn't really execute it well, but we got the story now so they can move on.
And we'll see. Like, I'm sure the fact that Mandalore is going to become part of the Republic and stuff, I'm sure it's going to play into it. But again, and we talked about this. Was the buddy cop thing a bad thing? No, I would love to see Bo-Katan and Din Djarin go do
stuff. I thought it was really fun.
There were some great interactions between them. But again, because of episode 5 and how you ended and like, hey, we're going to do this, and they do it at the end, it felt like this part of the episode was all filler because they didn't have a full episode to tell. That's the difference. The other episodes, they were, you can call them filler episodes if you want, but they were like a whole, they were a very condensed story. This one felt like, oh, we can't have a 15-minute episode, therefore we have to do this buddy cop thing in it so we can elongate the episode so we can get to her getting the Darksaber and taking control back of her class.
But like an easy fix for this episode is all you have to do is cut out a bunch of the like Lizzo and Jack Black stuff. So condense that you can spend a couple minutes on that. Elongate what you had in the beginning and show us like these other Mandalorians and why they're different. Actually have them fight or do something or have them like, oh, this is kind of who they are. Like set up these characters more. You could have spent more time on that for a bigger payoff later on. So again, to me, it's just a little mixed execution. It's there. The really good show is there. It's just a little misexecuted.
I want to piggyback
off. And I think, go ahead.
Like, sorry, I want to piggyback exactly what you said because when we got introduced with Moff Gideon's ship and Axe Wolf who took over after Bo-Katan, they did that just to say, "Hey, these people are here." They should have done a whole episode on what they're up to and what they're doing instead of going to this buddy cop thing. I think then you get to Bo-Katan showing up, which you could mix in some of the stuff you put in there before, but you could have showed Axe Wolf's. Because I don't know who – is he a character, Dylan? Like, Axe Wolf, pretty badass name. I'll give him that. But
yeah, he was in Clone Wars as well. Okay. Not as prominently, but he was there.
But so why not show him what he's doing and how he's leading, showing that maybe he's not the right leader and Bo-Katan need to come back in? Like, you showed us that just to say, hey, here's what they're up to. They have Moff Gideon's ship, and then they disappear for the rest of the episode. You didn't need to do that.
Yeah, like, you could have had like, the obligatory, like – you ever watch a movie, like any movie that the bad guy in the first scene, he always just like, just destroys someone just to show he's a bad guy? Like, yeah, you could have gone down that route and like shown like, hey, you know, maybe like this guy surrenders and they execute him and you're like, okay, this is like a bad dude or like something like you could have set the tone.
He's not a good leader.
And then you go to the buddy cop and you're like, oh, okay, this is like they're a unit, they're working, this is how they work. And then like you have that dynamic where to me, again, I feel like they just spent too much time on the wrong thing. Like,
yes,
with how much time we devoted to droid building and droid like reprogramming from the other guy, didn't like to me it made sense that they had an episode where droids are going rogue. Like, I forget his name, but the I Have Spoken guy. What's his name, Dylan?
Wheel.
Yeah,
that was a cool scene.
Yeah, so I'm saying like this to me reminded me a lot of that.
I really like both of those scenes.
Yeah, just too much time in the politics of it and not enough on like the other characters that they could have.
You had Din Djarin just kneecapping people with his foot, be like, maybe one of them's gonna go rogue. Like, You're right, Cole. Like, again, and I think that's why
I like the building of the relationship with Bo and him, though.
Great episode somewhere in here, it felt just disjointed and not well executed. You're right. So that's why I think I'm more disappointed than I am with most. Because I'm like, after the last episode, I expected another good to great episode. And I didn't get that, and it sucks. Like, I'm mad about it because I care about Star Wars, and I want this show to be awesome. I want to get 8 more seasons of it if you have stories to tell about The Mandalorian and Grogu. I think that could be an amazing show.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
I did enjoy seeing Bo and Din kind of get their, like, form their relationship a little more. Those two scenes of how they bounce back and forth between each other was really cool.
No, that was great. That wasn't my problem with the episode. The chemistry was not the problem.
Oh, no, I'm just saying I like that part. I'm just saying that was a really cool part of the episode.
What about you, Cole? Name one. We got to say one more positive thing before we rank these episodes.
I feel like I've been generally positive.
I know, it's weird that I'm the one that's just crapping on this.
Yeah, you're the negative Nelly tonight.
Well, no, Dylan heard me. I'm like, I'm very concerned for the state of Star Wars. The same, I'm concerned with the MCU, both owned by Disney, and I'm very concerned that they're going to get to a point, because we're going to get to a point. I don't want to get to the point where I'm at the MCU. Like, Ant-Man came out, and again, Ant-Man's not the greatest, but an MCU movie coming out is no longer a reason for me. Yeah, the Marvels looked awful today. Yeah, it's not a reason for me to go to the theater anymore. It's like, I can wait. Especially after Eternals. Eternals broke me a little bit with MCU. Listen to our podcast, Dylan. It's great. But I am very concerned for the state of Star Wars, because I feel like if they keep doing lackluster stuff, that eventually they're just going to pull the plug and be like, you know what? No one's watching, and we're going to lose Star Wars for a while. I don't want that. I want quality, and there's stories to tell here. Please put the effort in. Please put the right people in place, and don't just do it for money, and you will get – us Star Wars fans, we're suckers. Dylan's a simp for it. We're going to keep coming to the TV screen, but at some point I'm worried that it's going to get to a point where I'm not excited about it and I don't want to watch it. And that's going to suck for me if we get to that point.
How are you feeling after Celebration?
I didn't watch anything about that. I was so pissed about the last episode, I didn't want to be just more mad at what Disney's doing. So
I agree with you, that's probably where it's headed eventually. I mean, once Disney decided they were just going to pump out a bunch of stuff, like, I don't feel like I'm there yet, like, at all. Again, I feel like this isn't – I'm not as low as you are on this. Like, I'm still on board. Let's see where they go with this.
No, and like I said, I'm absolutely – I'm going to watch the new episode tomorrow, and I'm definitely going to finish out the season. I'm at that point. But I think this episode kind of, like, snapped me out of my nostalgia from, like, my loving the Star Wars and the kid, where it's like, okay, there's some issues here that need to be addressed, and you guys need to figure your stuff out and put – the right people in place to give us good Star Wars stories. And I feel like they have really half-assed their way through this so far. Book of Boba Fett, that includes everything. Because Tales of the Jedi, Cole, did you ever watch that?
Yeah, part of it.
It was great. It was great.
They're coming out with season 2.
Yeah, and I'm excited
like,
for that.
But what I don't understand is, why don't they just like call up Dylan and be like, here, we want you to be our official Mandalorian ambassador. Like, make sure that what we're telling him the story actually fits and makes sense. Like, it doesn't seem like, and I get it's Hollywood, like, they're trying to make it, like, appeal to more people. But I feel like for what they have, like, the opportunity they have to actually, like, make a show that nerds and people
they
will, like,
a, they
could
they
definitely
have a nerd in the room. Yeah.
The nerds a little more.
But I feel like Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are those nerds. But they can't do everything. So find people that they want, because, like, don't.
I'm excited for Dave Filoni's movie that got announced.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Acolyte,
can
that
one?
Acolyte is going to be a show. He's getting a movie. They haven't titled it yet. They just said that he's getting a movie.
Dylan,
and then
the first
Jedi one looks sick, too.
That could be good. It could be great. Don't waste it.
Yeah, please don't waste it.
Dylan, can you go into what you were talking, what me and you were talking about the other night, about how Jon Favreau almost left, right? Mandalorian?
He was talking about that in an interview. Yeah, he was saying that he almost left because of Kathleen Kennedy, like, putting her fingers in too much stuff. That Grogu was supposed to die, or not die, but go off with Luke at the end of season 2 and be gone. And that was her decision to keep him, and there's a few other things. And Yeah, he almost quit and left because of her.
So do you see my concern?
Yeah.
Like, that's when Dylan told me that, I'm like, oh, that makes a lot more sense why this feels like this season feels the way it does. Like, Disney's like, oh, we're going to put Kathleen Kennedy. Did Kathleen Kennedy, who did Obi-Wan?
That was her, and I don't remember who else. I know Dave Filoni directed some scenes and episodes, but I don't think he did the whole thing. Like, the Vader scenes, he directed the Vader scenes.
Which were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he knows what he's doing. I don't get why I don't just hand it over.
Oh, wait, hold on. Cole's loading here.
I'm not loading.
So it shows a loading bar. But no, but Obi-Wan, Cole, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but Matt Krogan, there's a guy that did a 2.5-hour cut of Obi-Wan. Sure, like, he took the show and he did a 2.5-hour cut, and it was amazing. Like, it was amazing if they cut out the bullcrap they put into the show. And that's why I'm like, there are, like,
and honestly, that one should have been a movie. So even if Kathleen Kennedy didn't have her hand in the creative process, she still stopped it from becoming a movie because she put the hiatus on movies.
Yeah, which again, you have now episodes. If you have a story to tell that it's better served in a TV show, hell yeah, put it in a TV show. You have that power. But if it's like, if you're putting in a bunch of weird characters and weird character motivations and a bunch of crap, you're taking out the amazing
and breaking lore, dude. Like, yeah. Breaking lore is the worst part.
But again, there's a great movie in Obi-Wan. I didn't hate Obi-Wan, but I definitely felt that it was a lot of lackluster stuff, and that's what I'm getting with season 3. It's what I felt with Boba Fett. They didn't really have a story, but everyone Qui-Gon
should
Boba
not
Fett.
Have been there.
Well, whatever, man. I wasn't mad about that because at least they waited till the end.
No, I get it. I mean, I loved it too, but I loved it too seeing him. But at the same time, that is 100% against lore. That should never have happened. He was only a voice, never a body.
You're a lore whore, dude. Shut up, lore whore. Like, you break lore.
He never completed his training. He couldn't do it.
Had him talking to Qui-Gon?
No. This was in Clone Wars.
So he was talking to Qui-Gon?
No, it's Yoda talks about it because Qui-Gon trains Yoda how to do it, and then he brings him to the Wills, and the Wills complete his training.
We don't know what he's been doing for the last 10 years. Maybe finish his training, you know?
No, you cannot complete your training once you're dead. That was already in there because Obi-Wan asked him why he couldn't just finish his training.
Oh yeah, but Rey Skywalker can shoot lightning. She didn't have any training.
She's not a Skywalker.
She said at the end she was. For some reason, no one knows why I'm Rey Skywalker. And that's the note they left. Anyways, I'm gonna get angrier. Let's just stop. if anyone doesn't have any more poignant points, let's rate episode 5 and 6. Respectively, I started out and I've been talking a lot and I've been angry, so I'm going to calm down for a second. Cole.
Just the episodes?
Yeah.
Episode 5,
what do you think?
8. Episode 6.
Dylan.
Episode 5 will get an 8.6. And episode 6, I would give it, yeah, probably like a 6.2. It wasn't bad, but it was above average.
It was bad. So here's the deal. Episode 5 gets an 8 for me. I think it was a very solid episode. In fact, a little background, Matt Krogan is a big Star Wars fan. I work with him. And he told me the episode was terrible. And I texted him, and we get randomly drug tested at work. And I said, I'm going to talk to HR and have you drug tested immediately. Because this episode was awesome. And then he got to say, I told you so in the next episode. So episode 5 definitely gets an 8 for me. Very solid. Episode 6 is a 4.
Fair enough.
So that's where I rank them. Again, I hope, Dylan, I love that you have, like, you're in your 20s still. I'm an old man. I'm in my 30s, obviously. I'm starting
you're
to get that
3 years older
energy.
Than me.
I'm 29 till my 20s.
Huh? So you're like 3 years older than me.
It's weird because I look younger than you. But
oh.
But no, I hope I'm wrong. Dylan, I hope this all comes together. Like, I want it to come together. I don't want to crap on this show, but I had to be honest with myself after that last episode. Like, I'm done trusting Disney after the sequel trilogy, after what they have done with these shows. I don't trust that they are doing the right thing. And I had to come out and say it. For the people in the Cayman Islands, we're 100 here. I speak the truth. You got these two simps over here that just love it way more than I do right now. But
he just gets mad when he gets what he wants. That's all it is.
I hope to be proven wrong. I hope that these last two episodes are amazing.
A bounty hunter episode on a new planet with a bunch of aliens, and you're mad.
He's not a bounty hunter anymore. You guys told
him. Yes, we got him to turn around.
Name another episode in here. Like, the other seasons, they were doing that. They were doing bounty hunter. What was the other bounty hunter episode in the season?
There wasn't one?
Oh, yeah, because they weren't doing that anymore. That's what I'm saying. This is why it feels out of place, because it wasn't doing that already. Yeah, lawyer, get bent.
No, you just get mad when you get what you want. You don't make any sense.
I'm never happy, Dylan. I'm a miserable human being. No, I'm saying, like, the other one, that was kind of par for the course. Now they were doing a bigger story, and they just, out of nowhere, like, bounty hunter episode. Wait, what? You haven't been doing that at all.
New man out of the Minnesota Vikings, Jake.
Yeah. By the way, if Lizzo would have said it in the show, be like, I just took a DNA test, like the Jack Black. Like, instead of she's 100% that bitch, 10 out of 10. I would have ranked, like, if you're going to have Lizzo, you might as well have her say it. I would have been like, yeah.
So, how about orange lightsabers being canon now?
Cole, if you're down, we got a lot of things to talk about Star Wars. So, Dylan and I...
Well, here, we should wrap this up for our poor listeners, as we talked about two episodes for almost an hour now.
Almost an hour? Oh, shit, we're good.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to make the ears bleed any longer.
Okay, but, if you guys want to stay tuned, too bad, but post in the comments if you want us to talk more about Star Wars. Bruiser Review, signing off.